have to move into my brother's room just so we can help a lady from church. I want to keep my room.
I bet it's hard to give up your space, but it sounds like a great way to help someone in need. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Why don't you come on in and get comfortable? Today's story is a little prickly. Well, you'll see what I mean. But first, as you grow up, do you like to have your own things? Well, what if you had to share your stuff with someone who has less than you do? Do you think you'd be able to do that? In Romans 12, the Apostle Paul encourages all believers to share. He said, "Love each other in a way that makes you feel close, like brothers and sisters, and give each other more honor than you give yourself." Today's story is called Incredible Saguaros, Part 2. "Look," said Riley, stepping back from the huge saguaro cactus. "There's something in that hole." Dad and Easton came over to see. Sure enough, a pair of blinking yellow eyes peered back at them from a hole in the trunk of the cactus. "I think it's a screech owl," said Easton. "We learned that woodpeckers and flickers peck holes into cactuses when they make their nests. Then, after they leave, other birds move into the empty holes and live there." Dad nodded. "Each time the cactus skin is broken, like when a woodpecker makes a hole, a thick, gluey liquid seeps out and forms a waterproof pouch inside the arm," he said. "The liquid hardens, something like a scab, to make the pouch permanent. Inside the hole, it's cooler in the day and warmer at night, so it makes an ideal home for desert birds." Riley saw big and little holes in the arms of one of the cactuses. They were everywhere. "This saguaro is like a high-rise apartment building," she said with a laugh. "What a crowded place to live." Easton grinned. "Just like our house." Riley nodded thoughtfully. Grandma had recently moved into their house, and Julia, a single mom who went to their church, was going to be living with them for a while with her 2-year-old son, Wilder. Riley remembered the discussion they'd had about Julia and Wilder coming. "You're kidding," Riley had said. "Where are they going to sleep?" "Well," Dad said, "they'll need to move into your room, and you'll have to share a room with Easton." He patted Riley's hand when he saw the look on her face. "I know you like having your own room, and your brother can be a challenge sometimes, but it's only for a while until Julia can get back on her feet. Pray about it, will you?" Riley had tried, but she hadn't felt comfortable praying. She knew she was being selfish and not acting like Jesus. But now Riley looked at the big saguaro that offered a home to any creature who needed it, even if it meant having holes pecked into its walls. "I won't complain," she thought, "even if Wilder pounds holes into our walls too. And knowing him, I'm sure he will." So how about you? Are you willing to give up some of your comforts or conveniences to help others? Try to put yourself in their shoes and consider how you might feel if you needed help and no one was willing to give it. Jesus wants you to think of others before you think of yourself. Ask him to help you be unselfish and love others the way he does. Our key verse is found in the New Testament book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24. "No one should seek their own good, but the good of others." And our key thought today, make sacrifices for others. If you learned something from today's story, why not write me and tell me about it? You know I love to hear from you, and you can send me a message at our website. Just get your parents' permission, then go to keysforkids.org. Then click Contact Us. Write and tell me about the things you learned from the story, and maybe you'll even get featured in our newsletter. That's keysforkids.org, then click Contact Us. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids. I'll see you right back here tomorrow.